Hello again, everybody. This is James Bartley, and you're watching and listening to the Cosmic Switchboard Show. Our guest is old friend Judith Quoba. Judith is on here to give us an update on what's been going on in Europe and also to talk about other critical issues, which we'll save that for the second segment. Without any further ado, Judith, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me, James. Good to see you.
Likewise. Well, we've seen in the recent past a lot of interesting developments. It seems that I think it was a member of the German Parliament, a woman, she'd up and left and went to seek asylum in Russia because she was worried the state in Germany was preparing to kidnap her children, right? Apparently, well, the counterpart for Child Protective Services over there was starting to go after her children, basically. So she grabbed her children and she left the country. And it was because her stand, her public statements were not in consonance with the prevailing narrative, let's say. So you can start wherever you want, but definitely, because the way I see it, what happens in Europe definitely is like a precursor, a sneak preview, if you will, of what's likely going to happen in America. So yeah, the floor is yours, Judith.
Yeah, I think it's happening simultaneously. You know what I mean? When I look at immigration, the US is flooded. We are being flooded. We are up now here in Germany to two gang rapes per day. It used to be per week, but now it's happening each day. And that, of course, does not. I'm sorry, my cat is nibbling on my microphone. And that does not say anything about those rapes that are one-on-one. Yeah, these are just the gang rapes. So also, the energy policies. I see a lot of similarities there. Biden wanted to, all these electric school buses, and then they gave out when the weather was too cold, and on it goes. So, yeah, a lot of craziness is that is going on is the same here in Europe, or let's say the EU, except for Hungary. Hungary closed their borders. The immigration is next to zero. Yeah. But all other countries, yeah, they enjoy a very dramatic increase in criminality. And especially since this police officer was stabbed to death in Mannheim. That was, I guess, like 2 weeks ago. What I notice is that every day now I read articles about another knife attack. And what appears to be very, very popular after this attack on the police officer. That they are always aiming for the throat. And in his particular case, the police officer, the attacker, he took the knife, rammed it here into his neck and up into the brain, and that is why he died. That was an injury that they did operate on him, yes. I really believe in this particular case, they gave their best, but the injury in the brain, he was in a coma, and that was on Friday when they operated on him, and then on Sunday they said, yeah, well, he died.
I just read also an article about a Greek woman who was just walking along the beach, and she was attacked by five immigrants, and they gang raped her, and then they killed her. So we're seeing so much of that. these immigrants, whether it's genetic, cultural, ideological, all of the above, clearly their internal mandate is we can do whatever we want. And the way their religion is, and any excuse will do, we know that. But if a woman shows the smallest amount of skin, like the forearm, that seems to be permission for them, the immigrants, to gang rape, murder, mutilate, and increasingly over and over and over, we're seeing this in America too, the perpetrators of violent crime are being released. It's a catch and release, just to go out into society and murder more people and rape more people. And this is clearly not a sustainable situation. Europe, large parts of Europe are unrecognizable. They're not populated by Europeans anymore. And a lot of these immigrants in Europe are openly boasting, we're taking over Germany. We're taking over all these other countries. Soon, the whites will be the minority. And this is happening so fast now.
We had in Hamburg, we had two demonstrations by Islamic groups, and they were calling for a caliphate in Germany. But maybe we should let them know that if they have the caliphate, there will be no more free money coming towards them.
Well,
And
that seems the thing. They give them everything, and but they're never satisfied.
exactly. And yes, they have no problems with killing anybody that comes along. Yesterday there was a or the day before, a young woman was sitting on a park bench, and a migrant came and stabbed her in the neck. That's the hippest thing now. Just aim for the neck. And even one, how do you call these people that drive the trains?
Conductors.
Our conductors. So the train conductor, he had a regular stop, and he saw a young woman jogging. So he went out of his cabin to rape her while he was on the job. I mean, imagine that. And the thing is, you are an infidel. You are not a human being. And that is why in their ideology, it is justified. You are an infidel. You do not count. It doesn't matter what happens to you. And so sometimes I think, I don't even know if, it's this movement Queers for Palestine. Do those people know that they would probably be killed in an Islamic state? That in Gaza, for instance, you go to prison for 10 years if you're a homosexual. Or in other countries, they kick you off the roof. So what are they doing? Are they not aware that of course you can join. You can join the demonstration, no problem. The more the merrier. But I don't get it.
We're seeing that same level of obliviousness on American college campuses. And we talked about this on your show in the recent past, where there's a school of thought, oh, the left is eating its own. They're starting to arrest leftist protesters at the colleges and universities that are protesting against Israel, protesting on behalf of the people in Gaza. And then they did an interview, a street interview with a lot of these college protesters, and like you said, that slogan from the river to the sea. These college students were asked, well, what river are they talking about and what sea are they talking about? There's only one sea there, the Mediterranean, but they didn't have an
Nobody
answer.
knows.
Nobody knows. If they don't know what the Mediterranean Sea is, how are they going to know what the Jordan River is? And the likelihood, the odds of these college protesters knowing anything about the origins of the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Balfour Declaration, the Sykes-Picot Treaty, Deir Yassin massacre, the Nakba, et cetera, the chances of them knowing that are slim and none. Because college students in America today, many of them cannot read a normal clock face. They have to get a digital clock in order to understand what time is. So it's not a case of the left is eating its own. These college protesters had an expiration date, a use-by date. And they were funded, they were encouraged to protest on behalf of the Palestinians. Predictably, the censorship and the police authorities moved in, and now a whole raft of censorship laws has come in to justify as a result of all these college protests. I mean, it's like another move in the chess game, is the way I see it. It's like how in chess you sacrifice a pawn. Now they're just sacrificing all these college students and all these liberal college professors, right? Because they don't need them anymore. They're not going to shut down the schools because the schools churn out hordes of brain dead, overly emotional college students every year. So they want to keep that pipeline going. But at the same time, they want to make a point of brutally suppressing and arresting the protesters on college campuses in America. And then bringing in a whole raft of censorship laws again.
Yeah, well, if they are shutting it all down, maybe they want to follow Javier Milei, who wants to be done with the schools. And he announced that the tech companies should take over Facebook and what have you. So he is on this trip to privatize everything. Yeah, okay. But as I said, somebody who wrote an article about this project of Mr. Milei, and he jokingly said then, yeah, it's like the CIA is taking over the education. You know, I don't doubt that in the long run, our education system will change. But giving it, you know, the current state of affairs, giving it to willy-nilly to the tech companies, that is a very, very bad idea.
Well, then it means also that the vast majority of those college professors, most of them are liberal communists anyway, but the ones that are not, they're going to get replaced, right? So, I mean, why even have them around when the AI can teach the kids to become indoctrinated liberals, right? And very good point about the LGBTQ community championing the cause of Gaza when. If these Islamics take over, and of course they'll be taking over at the behest of their masters, unbeknownst to themselves, right? But, you know, with their Sharia Noahide type laws, it says in the Quran, says it's okay. In fact, they're encouraged to behead infidels and, you know, non-believers. It's permissible to rape them and kill them and make them slaves. And this is the thought loop that runs through their entity-infested minds all the time. So it's like, I wouldn't say it's like oil and water, but they're bringing in hordes of them to a largely undefended West. Most of these countries in Europe have total gun control. You cannot own guns over there anymore. And in America, large parts of America are gun-free zone, especially the democratic cities. And they're bringing hordes of them in. So and I'd like your thoughts about what may come down the pike going forward in the next few months, because here we are, it's the middle of June. In the old days, we would be well into the presidential campaign season. We would already have had the primaries, so-called, to determine who would be the remaining candidates, the vice president and the president, and they would eliminate all the rivals, right? Supposedly, when we know they're all selected anyway. But they're not even going through the pretense of the primaries anymore. We just have to assume that Biden is intended to be, running for a second term, or I've thought for some time, Michael slash Michelle could be a viable candidate, right? I don't know, but is it possible they might allow Trump to win a non-corrupted election? And then when Trump was elected, they spin it out, the media spins it out, say he cheated, and that's the signal for a nationwide uprising of the left, Antifa, that would make the George Floyd riots a couple of years ago look like a champagne cruise. So what are your thoughts about any of that?
I mean, they somehow did it with the 2016 election as well. Remember the Russian collusion that went through media for years and years and years, and then finally it turned out there was no Russian collusion. There are many speculations. Other people say if Trump really goes to jail, there will be riots all over the place. The right wing will scorch the earth, and then others say, yeah, the left will do this and that. Honestly, I don't know. A lot of things are possible. If they are probable, that is a different story. I don't know what to expect, but that the primaries are not really happening, that's odd, to say the least. I mean, is there, as far as I know, it's only Trump left in the Republican field.
All the rest are so-called rhinos. They're entrenched neocons, essentially, is what they are. These so-called Republicans—they're as far removed as real Republicans as possible. And we talked also in the recent past about the resignation of a lot of these European members of Parliament. They're just deciding either to call a general election in which they'll be voted out, then they can retire and they'll go live in their, fenced-in, guarded estates, while the rest of society goes to hell.
Last Sunday we had the EU elections, and it is visible that the voters moved more to the right, more to the conservatives. And as a result of that, Mr. Macron called for snap elections, and the Belgium prime minister stepped down because he has, no backing of his own citizens. The same here in Germany, but of course they do not step down. They will torture us with their politics for another year and a half until next September, not this September, 2025, we will have elections for the Bundestag. And people are a little bit baffled, but I would say, all in all, when I look at it, it wasn't enough. Yes, a lot of voters moved to the right, but I think we will still see the lefties forming a court. In that case, they all come together, and it doesn't really matter if they like the other parties, but they will go together to avoid a more conservative politics in the EU. We will probably see Ursula von der Leyen again as the EU commissioner, although the prosecution is investigating her because of the Pfizer deals that she did per SMS. And yeah, of course, they have been all erased. And up to this day, she refuses to give out any material that she has, any proof. And that is something that I cannot understand. How can you say, I just refuse to cooperate with you? If any other person or citizen would do that, the prosecution would tell you where the hammer hangs.
Part and parcel of the Frankfurt School of Injustice, where the victims of crime are re-victimized, if that's a word, again by the just us system. We see that all the time in America now with these everyday, hourly attacks on whites, attacks on Asians, the mass looting, and now, and a lot of this is coordinated through social media. A lot of this is coordinated through TikTok and other social media platforms. They can track down every single person who contributed to the Canadian truckers with their cell phones. They can track down every single person who was at the Capitol on January 6th through their cell phones. But even when these violent thugs of all ages are videotaping themselves beating someone up or killing somebody, they get let off the hook. It's open season on everything of a traditional conservative Christian establishment and demographic. They are clearly in the crosshairs of this system right now. And also related to all this, as you know, we saw how the Dutch government, for example, was doing everything they could to eradicate the farming industry in the Netherlands, and this is going on throughout the EU. In America, just in the recent past, a number of states, American states, have made a point of shutting off the water supply to farmers. This is happening in Idaho, which is world famous for their potatoes, right? Kartoffeln, well, the state of Idaho is radically reducing the amount of water that the farmers in Idaho can get. So that's going to wipe out next year's crop harvest. So we're building to a crescendo here. If nothing happens leading up to and after this next sham election, by this time next year, it's possible the food distribution networks have been totally dismantled and destroyed. No more crops are being harvested in the farms. It's possible we're headed to a famine type scenario, at least in America. I don't know what it's like in Europe. Maybe you can enlighten us in that regard.
We had the huge farmers protest, at the beginning of the year. I don't know if people noticed that, but I have to say the EU caved in a little bit, and the farmers were especially blocking around the EU Parliament, and but that doesn't mean that in the long run, this craziness is off the table. As long as there is not, at the end of the day, the left knows that this leftism doesn't work. And when ideology trumps everything, there have been numerous studies what net zero really means. It means millions and millions will die of starvation. But of course, that is not discussed. You will never hear that in the media. And the question now is there a plan behind that? Is all of that deliberately? And honestly, if you cannot reach anybody, with logic and reasoning, then there comes a point where I have to say, no, there is a plan. And this plan has to be fulfilled no matter what. Same goes with immigration. We had our former Bundespräsident. Yeah, the president here is more like a, yeah. It's not what it is in the US. The president has more representative duties. So the one of our former ones, Mr. Wolf, he actually gave an interview, I guess it was 2 days ago, and he said on TV in 2040 we will celebrate 25 years of open borders, and we will have academics, astronauts, engineers from Syria, from Iraq, from this and that. And you know, he painted this picture of, yeah, multiculti, and everything is hunky-dory, and we are such a wonderful society. And he says that while the country is going down in a handbasket. And that shocked me to the bone. And funny enough, his party is CDU, allegedly a conservative party. But under Merkel, I mean, she dragged this party to the left. I cannot say any longer that CDU is conservative. No. They are not. And so when I heard that, the celebration in 2040 of 25 years open borders, which also implies, because many people now in Germany, they still think that CDU is conservative, and now they are, you know, like going from Democrats to Republicans and vice versa. So now they vote conservative again, give their vote to CDU. But that to me shows there is no plan to close the borders if we are going to celebrate in 2040 25 years of open borders. Yay!
That means more gang rapes, more murders, more shutting down of businesses. So many businesses in America, so many
Yes.
retail outlets, and the mom and pop stores, so-called, they've been trying to get rid of them for ages, and there's only so many of them left. But now, even the large retail chain outlets, Target and all these pharmaceutical stores and what have you, they're shutting down. They're moving out of these cities because of the frequent and violent looting that's occurring. Nothing is being done about it. It's deliberately allowed. They're deliberately being encouraged. I remember reading somewhere how in the EU, they had found out, these investigators had found out, that there was usually someone within the establishment, whether it was someone in law enforcement or someone in the NGOs or somebody, who were telling these immigrants, go out in huge flash mobs, do whatever you want, we've got your back, nothing will happen to you. And I would tend to believe that's the case, because a lot of this seems very coordinated, that these are violent, rapacious demonoids, as I call them, to begin with. They don't need much encouragement. But when they're told in so many words that you're free from prosecution, you're free from arrest, you can do whatever you want, clearly, they're going to take advantage of that. And even if they were told not to, that it's illegal, that we'll kill you, that we'll execute you and deport you, or all of the above, right? These people would do that anyway. They would still commit the crimes because that's their nature. So they brought all these people in. Literally, this is like a barbarian army that's being brought in. And it's all part of the agenda to just destroy European heritage, to eradicate the white people in particular. But, you know, the Asians are in the crosshairs as well. And combined with the food shortages that's going to be coming, yes, things are looking pretty bleak at the moment. And like I said to you recently, every time I put my head down to the pillow, and we made it another day without a nuclear holocaust, and every time I wake up in the morning and we made it through another night without a nuclear holocaust, I'm thankful. Like, I count my small mercies.
Yeah, but James, don't you know that there are no nukes?
They've got these surface level truthers, so-called, tied up in knots. They're so easy to fool because not many of them, quite frankly, are real students of history. They're just internet surfers is all they are. They haven't done any real meaningful research, especially not the books. Researching and reading the books from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, when there was a lot of real information to be had in those books. So many of them have been eradicated, burned, right? So people literally don't know their history anymore. The white people are made to feel guilt and shame, even when they're being victimized and attacked and brutalized. Some of these people are so full of shame that they can't even say a negative word about their own attackers or the people that murdered their own family members. And when you mentioned a moment ago about how the possibility, this is a concept bruited about by the left, no doubt, that if Trump wins, that will be a signal for the right to rise up and go on a rampage. That's nonsense. The people of America,
No,
by
when
and
Trump wins.
large, yeah, did you mention earlier that if Trump wins, that'll be the signal for.
Why would the right rise when Trump
Yeah,
wins?
no, I just maybe I misheard you. Did you say something about, if Biden loses, I thought that that would be the signal for the left to rise up. But I think you mentioned somewhere a little while ago, but maybe I didn't hear it quite right, about how, the right will be blamed for like all these attacks and all this violence in the future. And to me, that's a non-starter because, the right,
No, no.
so-called, are so pacified. They're really pacified.
Yeah, pacified. First of all, I don't think that violence is the solution. Yeah. Violence usually makes things worse. And no, what I said was that if Trump goes to jail, there were speculations. I read articles where they speculated that if he goes to jail, then the right will scorch the earth. I don't know if that is going to happen. I don't think so.
No, thank you for clarifying that point. No, I don't see that happening. What are they going to do? Vote harder next time? They haven't done anything, right? It's the Luciferian left that's been taking active measures, let's say, not these pacified people. All they can do is, put out memes or things like that, I mean, it goes back to one of the common memes you see on social media. Oh yeah, aliens, whatever. Show us the Jeffrey Epstein list. Well, we already know a number of people, a number of names that were visitors to Epstein Island. What good is publishing a list of their names? What is the truth community going to do about it? They're going to do nothing about it. That's what's going to happen, because they've been pacified and they've been demoralized. Also, to use that term that KGB defector used so long ago, they've been thoroughly demoralized, most of these people. They're like a deer caught in the headlights. So I think that, going forward, and especially if we start seeing more false flag attack blamed on, the Christian right, blamed on far right domestic extremists, right? That again will be the signal, I believe, for them, the authorities, if you will, to start going after en masse a lot of the people of a Christian, conservative, traditional way of thinking. I think that's in the cards.
Yeah, but even those people, who serve this system, Wholeheartedly, as I mentioned yesterday when you were on my show, here in Spain, they announced that they will substitute the government officials, you know, the lower level in, they will all substitute them with AI. They already announced it. Thousands and thousands of government employees will lose their job and they will be substituted. Yeah. So it even if you think, yeah, I go along to get along, even then it doesn't work. I mean, it never works. Yeah. But yeah, and now those people will get the receipt. For the beginning, for starters, they will, I think, eradicate 8,000 jobs. But I
We're
don't
seeing
think it
similar
will
things in
stop there.
America. No, it won't. They want to bring about a financial crash eventually and then have it revert back to the Depression era as far as economy, as far as lifestyle is concerned. They want to make it like Great Depression, only worse. And we talked also about 2030 as a target date. A lot of the net zero propagandists are talking about, well, we need to get all this done by 2030. We have a deadline. Nowadays, politicians, if they don't say publicly, we have to have net zero by 2030, they get rid of them, right? They only want their people, their place men, place women, in position to ensure all these changes. Cut down everything, turn everything into a big smart city.
Yeah, but yeah, I know that that is the wet dream that they are having, but it will not work. For instance, most automobile firms, they are abandoning EVs now because nobody is buying them. Plus, if you try to resell an EV, forget it. You lose so much money and nobody wants to have them. So we have these huge areas where EVs, new EVs are parked and parked and parked. Nobody is buying them. So even Mercedes, VW, they all announced they are dropping the EV section. So already we are seeing cracks. And that means, yes, they would like to have that, but reality strikes back. Same with the EV school buses. And of course, you cannot power a country like the US or Germany, France, whatever, with windmills and solar panels. No, it will not work. And that is where I have a little bit of hope that the ideological dream ultimately will crash with reality and will crash big time. And those plans might be sweet for them, but ultimately it's moronic. It doesn't work, and there will come a point when it becomes obvious.
Yes, because.
Especially when you want to electrify.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, you are frozen.
Still frozen?
Okay. No, it's okay now. Especially, you know, when you want to electrify everything, you have to have the infrastructure for that. You have to have that first, but we don't. And here in there was a time. In the meantime, I heard you still you can get it. But there was a time the Oranienburg. It's a city in the vicinity of Berlin, where the city issued a statement that new buildings, if you didn't apply for your for you to be connected to the grid that you cannot apply this year because there's not enough electricity to go around, and they need the electricity that is there for the existing buildings. So yeah, there was a pause where nobody could apply to be connected to the grid. Imagine that. Let's say you were in the final stages of building your house, your company, or whatever it might be. And then they are telling you, yeah, you know, right now it's not so good. We can't give you access to the power grid. And although that appears to be resolved right now, I don't think that this will be an exemption. I think we will see more of that.
It's an untenable situation, and there's a lot of variables at work. The would-be controllers, they cannot control everything. There are some certain things that are going to kind of fly off the rails. They don't have an answer for that much, I definitely believe. And we are seeing some pushback, at least. The people of Ireland are heartily sick of immigrant crime. They're heartily sick of young Irish girls getting gang raped and mutilated. So they're finally standing up. I think they're the first country in the UK really to make a stand about this whole issue. Clearly, they're not getting any help from London or, you know, from their own government, if you will, there in Ireland. So at least we're starting to see some pushback in that regard.
Yeah, but you will not see that here in Germany. We have been so indoctrinated that we are the bad ones and that everything is always our guilt. And this morning I listened to an immigrant who has a very successful YouTube channel, and he was invited to speak about the problem of Islamists in Germany. And he explained that because there is no real disconnect between politics and religion in Islam, that will always be problematic. And he is no longer a Muslim, and he is one of the biggest critics about the immigration politics. And he said, when I came here with my parents as a young child, I didn't, he said, I felt an emptiness. I didn't really know who I am. What do I belong to? And then when I went to school, it was hammered into us that, oh, this was bad and that was bad, and Germany is so bad, 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 bad. And he said, yeah, then you have no choice. You have to find your identity somewhere else. I found it in the mosque. And he said, and then over time, I was radicalized. Okay, he left all of that behind him, but I found it, interesting that even migrants point out, guys, you have a great culture. German history is not just these 12 years. You have contributed so much in terms of poetry and, science and what have you. And he said it is time that the German education system acknowledges that and stops indoctrinating students with this nonsense that Germany is evil, evil, evil. Everybody is better than Germany. And now we have reached a point where a number of migrants on TikTok, on YouTube, are standing up and are saying enough with this nonsense. You know, after these demonstrations in Hamburg and the call for a caliphate, so Germany turning into a caliphate, one gentleman made a video and he said, "You idiots, you come from a caliphate. What do you want here? Go back to your Stone Age society. We Turkish people, we built up trust for 60 years, and you idiots, you come in here and you destroy everything within a couple of months. If you want your caliphate, pack your bags and go away." Yeah, they are very, some of them are so pissed off. So, but do politicians listen? No, of course not, especially and that is, I find, one of the biggest problems when ideology always trumps common sense. And then you have this tunnel vision and you are no longer capable of reasoning. Because everything has to be hammered into your worldview, whether people like it or not, whether it works or not. And so there are many, many, even migrants now that say this is insane. This is not what we want. And or some women that came from Iran and they said, "What is going on here? I left that country because I want to live as a woman as I choose to live. That is why I left Iran. And now I'm dealing here with these idiots who want to dictate to me that I have to cover up this, that and the other, and now I'm dealing with the same shit again." Yeah.
There's a parallel to that where a lot of black conservatives on podcasts are openly now, many of them now openly calling out what they call the ghetto blacks for causing all these problems, making it more difficult for the average hardworking, black man, black family to get by, because the frequency of attacks and looting that the ghetto blacks are doing is making all blacks look bad. And so now many of them have come out in their podcast and they're just calling out what they call ratchet behavior, the ghetto rat behavior. And we see it's an indoctrination, like you said. There's something about the culture, there's something going on mentally, spiritually, that creates this predatory instinct amongst people. Like when a normal person sees like a young girl, young woman walking along, well, their natural instinct is to protect. But with
Yeah.
these types, there's a predatory, reptilian, demonic aspect to their mentality. Oh, look, there's another one. Let's get her. And the powers that be have weaponized that fanaticism. As you know, and it's interesting that you mentioned earlier, countries like Iraq, Syria, so many war refugees now, and they're just scraping up the bottom of the barrel from all these countries, calling them war refugees, and then shipping them over. But the people that really did come from these war-ravaged countries, their countries have been bombed to hell and back by the U.S. and NATO, and so when you bring them over to the West, it's they're not going to be happy about the governments there. They're not going to be happy about the Europeans coming from a country that was blown up and bombed to hell. A lot of them are going to want payback. They don't need much encouragement anyway, because their natural mode of thinking is predatory.
Yeah.
But the fact that their own countries where they came from have been, many cases, utterly destroyed, right? Now they're just seeking,
Yeah.
pillage elsewhere. And one quick point, I want your, please continue after this, but when you talk about the medieval nature of so many of
Yeah,
these
that is why
immigrants,
Libya. Yeah. And
So
that is why Libya had to be destroyed.
yes, because the standard of living there was so high.
So that you can start flooding.
Yes, exactly. It had to be destroyed in the
Yeah.
overall scheme of things.
That is why Libya had to be destroyed.
And, we talk about shortages, we talk about
And
electrical grids going down. These people don't require that. They're from like a medieval country, medieval institutions, medieval ideologies. They're not going to need electricity. They're not going to need running water, right? Not where they're from where they came from. They don't need
yeah,
those
but the
things.
thing, the thing is, James, if you live here in a city, whether you come from a medieval society or not, you are in that structure. Meaning, if the grid goes down, they will have no food either because they are in a city. They no longer have, their little piece of land or whatever. So, the disaster will hit them in the same way that it hits anybody else.
Oh, it will, no doubt about that. But since it's in their nature to steal and to commit crime and to, commit burglaries, what have you, they're just going to simply intensify their efforts, right? That's what's going to happen for people that, first of all, the state, the governments, rather, they're going after not only the big farms, but for average everyday people who grow their own vegetables. They have a vegetable garden. They're going after them, right? So they're setting up the stage for like a mass famine scenario and over the top civil unrest, right? And I just don't know if many people are going to be prepared for that.
I don't think that people are prepared for that. And when I look around here, I find it amazing that people still think this country is functioning when it is obviously not. But we have still, yeah, how can I say that? We still have a number of people, large numbers, who still have good jobs, who still have enough money to live comfortably. And that bubble, that is very, very hard to crack. And, for instance, here where I'm living, hardly any immigrants, next to zero. It's very peaceful. It's outside of it's, so to speak, in the suburbs. That was one of the reasons why I went here. I like it that it is very, very green and a lot of nature around me. I don't particularly like so-called city life. And now the inner cities are completely destroyed. One store after another is closing down. So a little bit longer and it will probably look like a ghost city. Yeah. Remember when the first lockdown came and I walked through the city because I visited my mother and I thought, yeah, this feels like a ghost city. And I think sooner or later it will feel like that anyway, because there is not enough consumption anymore. People simply don't have the money. And so one store after the other is closing down. And yeah, it's so dysfunctional. Yes, if you are here, you might tell yourself that, no, everything is fine here. And here it is fine. But go down like 6 kilometers into the other direction, and it's a totally different story. You walk downtown, You hardly hear a German word.
It's so sad. And also the brainwashing that I see, like there are many videos, these TikTok influencers and young people that have their podcasts and just spewing out all this venomous hatred towards whites. And some of the people that are saying these, clearly, if you look at them, that person's from Southeast Asia. That person's from Korea. That person's from Vietnam. Don't they know that their parents had escaped from communist countries to give you a chance to bring you to America? And now you all you do is scream about white people and how much you hate them when your parents and grandparents brought you here to get you away from communism. But it just shows, I keep forgetting the Soviet defector's name, Baramazov or whatever his name was. It talked about the demoralization agenda and how every generation, every 15 years, they just demoralize the next generation, the next generation. Pretty soon, there's no institutional memory anymore. Past has been eradicated, right? So these people that are coming over from that come over from communist countries, they don't even know their own history anymore, right? And they think that if the, whether it's a joint kind of communist Chinese Islamic Sharia type of society may be created, or it's already practically in existence now, but institutionalized officially. They're so stupid, a lot of these leftists, especially ones from other countries, like from Asia, what have you, they don't realize that they're going to be the first ones to go. Because that's been the record of communists when they completely take over a country. The first thing they do is they radically call the local communists. And the justification being, you stabbed your own people in the back. You stabbed your own country in the back. Why should we trust you? And here's a bullet in the head, by the way, because that's how they roll. And it's just, they just don't know. They're just that dumbed down.
Yeah, that's what you just mentioned there, people not knowing their own history and just yelling at white people. I'm not saying that the white race has done nothing wrong. Okay, we have a long rap sheet. That's true. On the other hand, we also have a lot of good inventions and things that brought society further. And so thinking that by eliminating white people, the world will be wonderful. Yeah, you are in for a rude awakening. But that is the problem with arrested development in people. Jumping on every train that goes through the town, and now it's very, very fashionable yelling at white people. In 5 years, it will be something else, and that is, people do not think. Yeah, they are unable to think it through. They do not have a solid historical foundation. So they jump just on any bandwagon that comes along and think this is good, this is progressive, this is how it has to be. But it's stupidity. And I find it embarrassing to publicly display your stupidity like that. But okay, as I said, arrested development and ideology trumps common sense.
And they're finding out very quickly when a lot of these college graduates get out of school with their liberal arts degrees and their humanitarian degrees that they can't get any jobs, right? Because they don't teach engineering, they don't teach, proper finance training, what have you. They just teach them to be overly emotional, to be offended by everything. So they have literally no life skills. Right, they wouldn't know how to start a vegetable garden. So, what we're going to see.
They
It,
wouldn't probably, they wouldn't probably even be capable of keeping a job.
yes, because they don't have the attention span and the work ethic. So it's very interesting to see how this played out just since the 1960s. I would say that was a pivotal point because of the Vietnam War and the rising, the emergence of the radical left in America. Anyhow, we reached the end of a fascinating first segment with a dear friend, Judith Kuoba. Judith, how can people find your work online?
Night Flight is the name of my channel, and I have a Patreon page.
And
Other than that, I'm not on social media.
you're not missing anything.
Oh,
For those of you listening, if you like what we do, if you believe in what we do, please go to thecosmicswitchboard.com, sign up and become a member. We'll see you at the top of the next segment.